This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by family S. Bodner, Yisbodov Nisuim, Shel Osher Simyatsky, and Malka Bodner. Gimel Adar Sheni, Wednesday the 9th of March, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Karnofsky, Marvin Basimcha.
We all know the famous Mishnah, Mishnichnas Adar Marvin Basimcha. When it comes to the beginning of the month of Adar, we increase Simcha. But the question is, do we understand what exactly does it mean? And what's its practical application? Does it mean that every day we've got to start having Nochag Leif Abramovim, a bit more wine, and we increase your Mois of Ahoylech, like with Hanukkah, the first day one cup, and until you come to Purim, it's Adla Yoda. It is Adla Yoda, not Adla Yoda, as we've just heard. What does it mean? And the Poskim no one mentions as Avot that Marvin B'Simcha means that there's a Chiyuv Mishta B'Simcha and to increase during from Rosh Chodesh till Purim. So what does it mean Marvin B'Simcha?
May I ask a question? Is it with
all the Marvim
or Marvin?
Well, I'll have to be with you, Mr. Klein, another day and tell you away. You can explain it. We first have to understand, what does it mean simcha? Just to be happy. What does it mean? What does simcha mean? Tans narakida, enjoy yourself. What does it mean ma'abim b'simcha? Most people would translate simcha, you're happy. You're happy, you dance, you sing. The correct definition of simcha is what we'd call menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind. A person's content with himself, he's happy within himself, he's not panic, he can cope with different situations in life. There's a famous gemara at the end of Brochus, that the gemara says, the gemara quotes a braisa, k'shem, the gemara says, k'shem shemavochim ala toiv kach mavochim ala ra. Just like one makes the same bracha on good news, we make the bracha on bad news. Right, the Gemara, we don't. On good news you say, Hatev Ametiv. On Nebuch, on not good news we say, Dino Emes. It's not the same bracha. So answers the Gemara, Kablinu B'Simcha, Taksepnu B'Simcha. I've never yet heard that someone should start making a rekid on Dino Emes. If he doesn't, Nebuch. So what does it mean, Kablinu B'Simcha? So Rashi says, Levorech ala puronus b'leiv of sholem. To make this broch on the puronus, to bless the Rabbi Nishleim b'leiv of sholem. No inner conflict. Rashi doesn't say a kolema over here. This sagvalti gilui for us, what the word simcha means. I don't panic, I don't get hysterical, there's no inner turmoil. I'm at peace with myself, and I'm at peace with the matzav. I'm at peace with the situation. Fashtetzach, someone is very happy from the simcha. There can be gila, the zrina, the simcha, the sosan, the nikon, the zrikut. From simcha, one can develop that the simcha creates that a matzav which a person can start dancing from joy. But the simcha is a simcha in the leiv, yismach leiv. Simcha is something which is in the leiv in the heart, the ruikait van a mensch. Menuchas sholem v'shalva v'hashkev v'vetach, we say in Shabbos. A ruikait. Menuchas sholem v'shalva. I'm at peace. Hashkev v'vetach. The shayrish of simcha is basically based in emunah b'tochen. Believing in the Rabbi Nishalaylam, faith and confidence, and b'tochen. I've got trust. The Chassadikim in his classical sefer has not got a shar about bitochen, and we know that bitochen is one of the main yisoidos. That persons are betayach, a person trusts the Rabbi Shleilo. Where is bitochen? If you look in the sefer, there's no shar of bitochen. It's in the middle of shar simcha, because bitochen is the main ingredient which causes a person to be b'simcha. I'm happy. I'm content. No kashas against the Rabbi Shleilo. I accept every situation in the right way. It's not an easy madrega many times, and we're put to the test many times in our life. But that's all part of simcha. That's all part of b'tochen. Chaznish, in his classical sefer Munah B'tochen, says as follows. I'd like to read out a couple of lines of Chaznish. Chaznish, in the base of Munah B'tochen, says as follows. a person has got to try and develop within himself the Hemes Hayidua, the basic knowledge. Nothing just happens. Everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalayla. Nothing happens. There's no such thing as just happened. Someone that believes that things are mikra, that's homo. Everything are mikra, things just happened. There's a gewaltige Malbim on the Megillah. We're talking at the end of chapter Vav, when he had to leave Mordechai to the street and degraded himself by doing that. Everyone knows the story, what happened to him. Was daughter threw on him. What's he doing when he comes home? Oh, it wasn't my bad day today. I'm still going further my plan. It's just a mikra, it's just a bad day, my bad luck today. It just happened to me. The Mishpocha tried to convince him, no, the tide's turning against you. Step back. No, everything's just a mikra. That's homam, that's amolik. We believe in Ashkocha Protis. We believe that everything that happens is from the Rabbeinu Shalayot. So Chaznish continues with these words. Shoirish emunosai, the basis of his belief, mafido pachdosai. What does he paint his fear? The gerin noisenes loy oimetz lahamin befshoros atzolot. I'd like to remember these words. Bitochen helps to give a person the courage and confidence to believe there is a way out. Don't have to say this, don't have to say that. There's a way out. There's no matter which is lost. Shein lefonem netil leroyes metil teiva. As far as the Rebbeinu says, everything is a 50-50 situation. And what's the 50-50? Will the Rebbeinu do it? Won't do. There's no mikra. That's bitochen. Bitochen is the faith and confidence that the Rebbeinu is running the show, and the Rebbeinu is in charge, and the Rebbeinu is capable of doing anything if the Rebbeinu should see fit to do. Shoyresh emunosoi, the basis of his belief, mafiga pachdosoi, waters down his fear and gives him the courage and confidence to believe that there's a possible way out of every given situation. We don't always see how. I said in Tassant Avot once, in the Mishkan, there was a Brich HaTichon. We just finished the Mishkan Sages. Brich HaTichon. There was the Brich and the bolts on the outside, two on one side, two on the other side, and one along the back. There was a Brich HaTichon. Chazal tell us the Brich HaTichon was a gewaltige Ness. The Ness was, it wormed its way around. It went right down one side, turned the corner, along the back, and right up the other side. The Rebbeinu doesn't make a Ness for nothing. What's the tachlis of that Ness? What lesson do we learn from that Ness? Some learn that the Brich HaTichon was the makel of Yaakov Avinu. Some say it was the eshel of Avraham Avinu, chesed, and some say it was the makel of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, "Kibim makel avatis hayade." Others say makels is Rosh Hashanah Ma'ayim Kivinu Loch. About Kaponi, it was the makel of Yaakov Avinu. There's many times in life where we don't see a way ahead. We look down the road; it's a dead end. You come right to the end, you'll see there's a small side turn, you can turn around. So what the lesson to be learned from that is, there's no situation. It looks like from far away. When you're far away, you look and there's no way out. There's a dead end there. You come to the bottom, so you can turn a corner. You've got to be flexible, be able to turn corners. Over there is a corner to turn. If someone's got a mun and bitoch and faith and confidence in the Rabbeinu Shalom, then it helps him. It gives him the faith and confidence to be able to cope. There's many situations in life, as I said, as we're put to the test. Now, if someone's not well, so you start asking around, phoning around, who's the best specialist, who's the best consultant to be able to deal with that particular problem, that particular illness, that particular situation. Someone tells you, you're hurt, you're here. The top person in his field. You make an appointment. You wait. He is my Yeshua. Yeah? All of a sudden, the day the operation is scheduled, he's called out an emergency. Or, what's more common, he's gone away on holiday. He's not here for the next 2 weeks. Person loses himself. What's wrong? Avada, we've got to do ishtal, we've got to try. But the ultimate decision is be Hashem. if at the time my Ashtadlus tells me I've got to try and go for the top man, if the Rabban Shem decides that he's not there, so the number two will do it. If I pin all my hopes on one particular thing, then I feel lost. What's happening? How can I manage? I've been told he is the man, he's not here. We say in Tefillah, Kisilaseinu Ata, we tell the Rabban Shalom, we ask for Yeshua, we ask for Rufua. But Silaseinu Ata, you will get the praise. Obviously we have to acknowledge those that the Rabban Shalom Shluchim. But the ultimate is Silaseinu, you are our praise. We will thank you at the end. Because we realize that everyone is just a Shliach of the Rabban Shalom and everything's B'yad Hashem. Only someone that's deeply rooted in Emunah B'tochem, he is at peace with himself. Every given situation, we might not understand why things happen, but we're at peace with the situation. Marbim b'simcha means, and I found this idea after it's in Chassam Seif and Droshes. Marbim b'simcha means start learning the Megillah. Be mizbeinin in the nest of the Megillah. There's an interesting Masechta Seifrim that says b'mei Chazal was an interesting minute. The two Moitzoy Shabbos before Purim, everyone used to get together. In the first week, they used to go through the first half of the Megillah, Shurim on the Megillah, and the second week, the second half of the Megillah. Before Purim, they weren't yet to agree on the Megillah, but to prepare oneself. Get yourself in the mood. Get yourself in the mood from Purim, just stock up a mashke, or dressing up equipment. Getting yourself in the mood of Purim is learning what Purim's all about. How do we know what Purim's all about? Everyone knows the story. But there's no limit to the depth and the lessons that are to be learned from the Megillah. The Megillah is one major lesson in Emunah B'Tochen. Just imagine we would be given a Megillah and we don't know the story. And the Megillah is just finishes the end of chapter Hay. And we would be asked, like in a competition, fill in the missing details, finish off the rest of the story. You've got an arch enemy, Haman. He's willing to pay Kohen Armor to destroy Klal Yisrael. And he's got a good partner in crime. Achashverosh, no less of a Rosh. And the two plan together, and they've got everything at their disposal, money, power, everything. The police state, they can do what they want. And the Goyim are just looking for opportunity to do something to Klal Yisrael. They don't need much encouragement. And they make a gezeira to kill out Noshim Bataf. To kill everyone out. Esther is in a position of power, but it doesn't look as if she's going to make such a difference here. Ahasuerus doesn't even want to see her. She gets in, you know what's going to happen. Even when she gets in, Haman still goes further with his gezeirah. Still goes further with his gezeirah, with his decree, and you want to hang Mordechai. End of story. What's the end? Stomach. Nothing much left of Klaisol. Zavtocha, the Rabban Shem won't kill out Klaisol completely. So if you even scattered here and there, starting off again. That's what we would imagine. What happened to Maisa? Who would have imagined that Klaisol would be safe from such a situation? And even if you imagine, look, the Rabban Shem Rachmanis of Klaisol, to be that the end of the story of the Megillah is the Venabichu, that we destroy them and we've got the upper hand. Haman and Achashverosh were intent on not letting the Beis HaMikdash start. To stop the building of Beis HaMikdash. That says, when Haman actually tells us towards the end of the Megillah why those two sons are married children. These ten sons were the ones that stopped the building of Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us that a third of Haman's money went to build Baishin. We often forget that the story of Purim is just we look at the story of Purim, Sasugi Fazich, we look at the story of Purim as being, it was exactly sure. It was the end of the 70 years of Golus Bavel. And everything that happened in the Megillah was be'emes to prepare the ground for Bai Sheni. Whether it was a Chizuk in Torah, whether it was a Mechias Amolik, which took place, and lots of Foshim learned the 75,000 women there Amolik. That was all preparing the ground, the Achdus and Klal Yisrael, Leif Knesset Kol HaYudim, these were all prerequisites and all to build Beis HaMikdash. Haman's money, a lot of Haman's money, went for Bini Beis HaMikdash. We would imagine that. So it's now going to start thinking what happens. If we learn and we understand the story of the Megillah with its depth, on the full scope of the story, what goes on behind the scenes, then teaches us a tremendous lesson in Emunah B'Tochen. And the more that we're misguided in the Megillah, the more we understand to live with Hashgacha Protis, and to realize at the end of the day that Rebbeinu Tam's in charge, and he's the one running the show, then Vartis Simcha. Simcha, we're ruined, we're happy, we're content. We don't panic, don't get hysterical. We know at the end of the day, as David HaMelech says in chapter Chof Gimel, Hashem Rei Le'echzor, Yam Chiyelech Begeit Salmoves. And it's interesting that this capital Tim Chof Gimel is after Chof Beis. Obviously, Chof Gimel is always after Chof Beis. You don't need me to come and tell you that. But what is capital Chof Beis? Ayeles Hashacha Keli Kelomas Avtoni. Which is the tefillah of the Chazal tell us that's what Esther was mispal. Pelikei lomar zatoni. And what's the next capital? Hashem Re'lechsa. A small chapter about the Yisaitis of Bitochen. Hashem Re'lechsa bin Eitesh Yavitzeni. Gam kielu begeitz al moves. I'm doing this in the shadow of death. Lo'yir rokiatim, what are you with me? Shivtcha mishantech hayin achmuni. In fact, you support me. And even sometimes there's a stick, but it's your stick, Himilachmin, that comforts me. And Chazal Taki, I think it's a very Keach Taki, connects the two. That chapter of Gimel, which is a small chapter, which encapsulates the Yisraelis of Bitochen, is a continuation of Chobetz. History repeats itself. The first time that Amalek started coming to attack Klal Yisrael, end of Parshas Bishalach, the Kriyas HaTorah of Purim morning. Vayova Amalek vayilochem esobim fidim. Why did that come about? Because the previous pasuk tells us, Klal Yisrael said, Ayesh Hashem b'kibbeinu moyin, is the Rebbeinu with us? Explains the Netziv, they had the suffix when the Rebbeinu was with them. They just witnessed Makkas Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yams of everything, Mon, Ayesh Hashem b'kibbeinu moyin. So the Tziv says, Pshat Nehem and Gova, they knew the Rebbeinu makes Nis and Gluim B'Kib, but what they weren't sure about was B'Kibbein in our day-to-day life, within Teva. Hayesh Hashem B'Kibbein Namoyin. They hadn't yet seen that Hanhoga of the Hashgacha within Teva. That on the day-to-day basis, the Rebbeinu controls everything and looks after them. They just experienced so far Nis and Gluim. If Klal Yisrael have got Sveikas Hayesh Hashem B'Kibbein Amoyin, then by Yovah Amalek, Amalek comes. As we said earlier, Amalek that's Sofik, Amalek is Mikra, Shekach HaBaterech. And that explains another point. What happened when Amalek came? Moshe went to the top of the mountain and lifted up his hands. V'hoyo, Kashiyoli, Moshe Yodoy, V'Gova Yisrael. Moshe lifted up his hands, V'Gova Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were victorious. Kashiyaniach Yodoy, the Gova Amalek. Moshe's hands were magic. It's not my question, it's a Mishnah. The Chiyodo Shal Moshe Isis Melchoma. Some of you might know it from the song. The Chiyodo Shal Moshe Isis Melchoma. Did Moshe's hands make Melchoma? Elo. Bizman, she saw him stack and clap in Milo. Klal Yisrael look upwards and focus upwards. Umashabdim is Libon Lavin Shal Shemaim, then Umizgabe. So one of the Talmidei Agro, something called Emunah V'Hashgacha L'Agro, says pshat. Amalek came about because with Klal Yisrael had sveikus. They weren't so confident with themselves. They weren't Hayesh Hashem B'Kibein Amoyin. So what's the tikkun? The tikkun to rectify the matzav is Mistaken Klap in Ma'ilah Meshabim Liv Lavin Yisrael Shemayim. Focus upwards and we toil and depend everything on the Rebbeinu Shlein. The Rebbeinu Shlein's in charge. When Klal Yisrael were Mistaken and Klal Yisrael came to this Hakor, this realization that the Rebbeinu Shlein's in charge, Meshabim Liv Lavin Yisrael Shemayim, them is Gabrin. Amalek got no power against Klal Yisrael. Haman's downfall, as we mentioned earlier, the Malbim. Everything's just a mikra, everything's just happened. Klal Yisrael realized that we're dealing with korov, we're dealing with mikra. There's a Rambam, such a common Rambam, in his akdoma to Yad HaChazaka. But the Rambam, after he goes through all Tariq mitzvahs, says that the Tariq mitzvahs, 630 mitzvahs, and then the seven mitzvahs drabon. And the Rambam goes, discusses, it's not Baal Tosef, because they're not saying it's a Daraisa. And the Rambam singles out Mikra Megillah, and he says, Ashtikal Tariq, the Tzivu Likris HaMegillah Boinosa. Chazal gave us a commandment, it's not just Chazal, it's Tibri Kabon. It's right in the Vim, to read the Megillah. One of the mitzvahs Hayyai. The Rambam says as follows, Tzivu Likris HaMegillah Boinosa, in order to praise the Rabbein Shleil. To praise the Rabbein Shleil. So the first thing is, where do we mention any praise to Rabbein Shem in the Megillah? You won't even find the Rabbein Shem's name there. To Yadua. Chazal tell us whenever it says HaMelech, it's a reference to the Malkish Alayla. Yisod V'Shir Shaveda says a Gavaltig Zach. Chazal asked a question, another Gemara Megillah, why we don't say Halil on Purim. If on Chanukah we say, if Me'abdus L'Cheirus we say Halil, Me'misa L'Chaim Al-Achas Kam V'Kam, why don't we say Halil? There's two Mahalachim in the Gemara. One Mahalach in the Gemara is Kriyosus HaHalela, reading the Megillah that's been come Halil. Again, not in the scope of this morning's Shia. The post can discuss what happened that someone hasn't got the Megillah, perhaps they should say Halil. Shari Tshuva, Amiri. What the Chazal tell us? Mikra Megillah is instead of Halil. Where in the Megillah do we speak about the Rabbein Shleil? Where do we praise the Rabbein Shleil? Says Al Koch Pshat is Azay. When we read the Megillah, we've got to get ourselves into the spirit of things and imagine to ourselves that we were there, and our hearts are full of praise to the Rabbein Shleil. When Klal Yisrael Batzar, we feel it. When there's a Yeshua, we feel it in our hearts. That means what we'd say in English, you've got to read them between the lines. Read in between the lines and put yourself into the mood, be mezbeinen, v'shtet in the Megillah, and follow the story through and relive the experience and realize that there's one master behind everything. The master of ceremonies was Rabbein Shleil. The Holy Seder Purim is B'teicha Hester, as Esther's name is. Esther notes, Esther's name is Onoicha Hester Aster, even in a time when things are covered up, when we don't see so clearly the Yad Hashem to understand that everything that happens is the Yad Hashem. So that's the first Avodah in the Megillah. The Megillah is basically, that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam is probably based on the Gemara. To speak about Halil and God's Rabbein Shleil. Then the Rambam says nothing. Ramah continues. The Rabbein Shlom's call of L'Shavosam. Klal Yisrael cried out and davened to the Rabbein Shlom, and the Rabbein Shlom listened. Then the Ramah says the famous words. Kedei lehoidia l'doinos haboim. One of the basic ideas of the Megillah is to let lehoidia l'doinos haboim, to be moidia, to let know to all the future generations, she'emes mashiv tichon ba'Torah. The Rabbein Shem promised us in his Torah. Umi goy godel asheloye likim kreiv meilav. Even the Umas Olam, the Gentiles, the secular world, sees Klal Yisrael is special. Klal Yisrael got a kerech atfila. Umi goy godel asheloye likim kreiv meilav. Ka'ashem alekeinu b'chol korei neilav. Whenever we want. Wherever we are, whenever it is, we've got tefillah. In other words, the idea of the Megillah is to teach us this lesson, to give us this chizuk and tefillah. If there's one thing in the day that should help us now, avodah emuna b'tochen, it's tefillah. We speak to the Rabbein Shalom, we ask the Rabbein Shalom, we acknowledge that the Rabbein Shalom can do everything and can give us everything that we need if the Rabbein Shalom should see fit to give us. The Megillah is there to teach us L'idea L'dayus Aboim She'emes Mashiv Tichon of Atayra Umi Gedol HaShalikim Kreiv Melech Olkarei Ne'ilof. Prescrov adds in Parshas Veschanan Umusayim Vosko Kecha Tfila Ninvei. We say in Slichus always Apostle Yeshaya Ki Veis Vis Tfila Yikor L'chol Amin. So Tfila is not Dachke Meyuchat, not special for Klal Yisrael. So what does the Apostle mean? Mika Hashem Lekeinu. So he says there's two points of tefillah which only Yidden have got. That's Tfilah B'Tzibur. You can have hundreds of going that pray together. It's not many Yechidim. The Kliach of a Tzibur. A Tzibur come together, can break Gzeiris, can be Mavatl Gzeiris. The Kliach of a Tzibur. And he says the idea of the Yud Gimel Mizrachna. The Kliach of a Tzibur. A Tzibur in unity. A Tzibur doesn't just mean that there's 50 people in the same room. People that have got the same idea. People that are prepared to work together. That's a Tzibur. So the lesson of the Megillah says the Rambam is Kedei Leidil Dei Savoyim. Briskerov, Talmid of Briskerov, quote Briskerov as having said, that's from the Shoshana Yaakov. We say, Shu'osom Ayisal Netzach. You are their savior. Lo Netzach, Sikvosom B'chol Deivodoy, Lehidiyah. This word of Lehidiyah is the same as the Rambam, is based on the Rambam, Leidil Dei Savoyim. Loidia, to let us know, Shakulti Vechala Yavashu, those that trust and hope that the branch of Leivashu will never be ashamed. If we know that we've got Tila, in an every situation we can daven to the Rabbein Shalayam, we have to daven Mayim Kalev, we've got to realize that the Rabbein can help us and wants to help us, we've got to realize how severe, we've got to realize how much we need the Rabbein Shalayam. So Gavaltig Avot and Tefillah, which is in the Geah, in Purim. We all know the Kirch of Tefillah of Purim. But one of the Yisaitis of Tefillah is, first of all, to believe the Rambam can help us, and really wants to help us. But we've got to realize that we need the Rabbi Nishlep. We all know when Esther came in to the Melech, beginning of chapter 8, till Bashasta Malchus, and on that she cried out to the Rabbi Shem, why do you leave me? So she started doing some soul searching. Why did it suddenly happen that the Rabbi Shem leaves me? What's happened? Shema, because I called him a kelev. Kelev, a dog. Hatzila mecherev nafshim yad kerev yichidosi. She called a chashresh a dog. Hatzilom cherv nafshimet miakelv yichidosi. All that kapitel chav base. So she decided perhaps that wasn't the right title for him. She called him an Ari, a lion. Hashenim pi Ari. All those took him over there. No one disputes that Hashem wasn't even worthy of the title of a dog. So because she called him a dog, she wasn't answered. Fashteta. And when she called him a lion, it's better. What's the pshat in the Gemara? I once heard Bishem Rebellion Lapia in the bed, so if you look in Masho or not, you'll understand, you'll see that the state of Masho. She thought at the beginning that the old Sakona was only Homan. And Achashev was on her side. Achashev was clever enough to keep himself in the background. Now Homan did all the dirty work. She thought that Gzeri was Homan. Hatzilo Mecherev Nafshi says Masho is Rosh Hateva's Homan. Hatzilo mei cherev nafshi. Hey Memnun, said mei kel mechidosim is mamucham. Tzimchah nafshi is homon. I got to deal with the homon, but not a chashreidish. So she could deep down, she stopped thinking to herself, look, Achashreid is on my side, I'm his wife. And he likes me. So the homon, the danger is not acute. If someone is faced with a dog, even if it's a wild dog, I'm not talking about one of these Rottweilers. But a normal dog is a pachad. You might get bitten, something might happen. It's not a life-threatening situation. So she thought to herself, the matzav is not life-threatening. It's a hormone of Avgach HaShesh on my side. So how do we davened? But we're not talking about a life-threatening situation. Then she chapped herself, ich mach ha-toz, da. Ach HaShesh zeir ta-rosha. Ari is the Melech Shebechayis, which is Meramez, that Achashverosh is also part of this plot, this evil plot. So I've got Sai Homan Achashverosh against me. It's a life-threatening situation. It's Amish Gedavent. Shechina came back again. It's a Meidik Avot. Tefillah, the more we realize how desperate the situation is, we daven differently. We shouldn't have to be pushed to the corner in a life-threatening situation to daven to Rabbi Shleilam. We've got to train ourselves to daven no matter of him. But if, on the other hand, we have to know we've got tefillah. And if we've got tefillah, tefillah is a chizuk in amunah b'tochen. It's a simcha. Tefillah helps in amunah b'tochen, so we come back to tefillah. Mishenichnos adam ma'avim b'simcha. Contemplating b'mizbeinen in the halach of the nes. B'mizbeinen in all ups and downs. Things that, which we would have never imagined to happen, happened. That creates a galtia simcha. That it's a chizuk in our emunah b'tochen, our belief and our confidence and our trust in the Rabbeinu Shleilam, that the Rabbeinu can do everything and the Rabbeinu can manipulate even without illness and gluim. And you've got to remember that the parsha of Purim was in Golus and Klai saw the Shalom Adrega when I became the Rabbeinu helped. Ma'abim b'simcha, our hearts are full of simcha, joy. We've got the Rabbeinu, we can call out to the Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu listens to us and wants us to help. The Rabbeinu should help us, that this chizuk of Purim should give us a gewaltige chizuk in emunah b'tochen, the koyach of tefillah. When we meet Hashem with this koyach, we should go me'afela la'ira, not just the hestoponym of the tzkub of Purim. Ro kol asa oretz es yishuas alekeinu, that we should see the ganzes galus of Kvod Shamayim.